Hey, Andrea, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And did you think you would win the prize last year?
No. No, I was surprised. I mean, I did see some of the other work that had been submitted, and I always, you know, I've entered prizes before, and I have been in a couple of things, but I didn't think I would win it. There's a lot of talent out there, so it was a big surprise when I found out, for sure.
And can you tell us about, like, the subject in the painting, Flossie? Like, the lady in your award-winning painting? Like, more about her, what it means?
Okay, so for the past, 10, 12 years, I guess, I've been painting predominantly from old Kodachrome slides or Super 8 home movies, things that don't really get seen a lot. But there are other people who are also interested in those things. And Flossie was pulled out of a large group picture that one of this great woman in the U.S. She's got an Instagram page, and she had put this picture up, and this woman eating candy floss or fairy floss in this picture just grabbed my attention. And I've been sitting on it for a while, but I knew she had to come to light. She had to be singled out. So that's why she's painted with a black background. So nothing is distracting from the fact that she's just about to dig into this big fairy floss.
Yeah, looking at it right now makes me very hungry because, you know, it's almost dinner time. And, like, when you found out you won, you know, it must have felt amazing. How did you feel? Like, when did you get the phone call, or when did you get, like, how did it all go down?
Okay, well, I knew that the announcement was going to be on that day. I think it might have been a Thursday or Friday. And I hadn't heard anything, and I was in my car, had gone down to get some milk, and the phone rang and I answered it, and it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the opening was at, I think, 6 or 7 o'clock that night. And I got told just hours beforehand. And now I live in country Victoria, and there was no way possible that I was going to get to Sydney to be part of it. But I was sitting in my car with my jug of milk and saying, wow, are you sure it was really me? So yeah, it was pretty exciting.
So what, you couldn't get down to see it? Or
no, I didn't get to, you know, it was still pandemic-y. It was a bit early days about people even getting on airplanes because this was October last year. So, I didn't have enough time. I couldn't have got there anyway. So it was okay.
Oh, no. How did you celebrate it then? Like, what did you do? Did you go, like, you know, maybe went to McDonald's, got a nice Sunday?
Well, I went home, but I can tell you I didn't crack open a bottle of milk. I think it had bubbles in it when I got home. It was pretty exciting.
God. That's crazy. And now you've got a solo show. It's at the Michael Reid Gallery in the Northern Beaches. You know, how important is that to you as part of the prize?
Oh, it's huge because, you know, I guess when you're coming up as an emerging artist, you tend to pay for your shows, you know, like you have to buy space in an artist-run gallery or something like that. And so any shows that you have previously have come pretty much out of your own pocket. And this is the first time that I've had a big show like this. So I've got 18 pieces and the show's open today. So it was a huge job to paint for it. And, you know, it's a beautiful space. So very exciting. And along with that, all the support that's come from the National Emerging Art Prize, Amber Cresswell Bell and Michael Reid Galleries, like, it's really been a real pleasure this whole journey.
So the exhibition started today. How did that go down? Was it a early start to the morning? Like, you know, you got up at 4 a.m. or did you, like, sort of relax?
Well, I'm still in country Victoria, so I'm not in the Northern Beaches at the moment. I will be up there going up Friday. So I'll be at the gallery for the official opening, which is 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 20th. We've already had some significant sales. So we've sold 11 of the 18 pieces. So that's major, really, really big.
What? Wow. Well done. And before you go, before I let you go, what advice could you give to some artists, you know, thinking about applying for the National Emerging Art Prize or any prizes really? But, like, what inspired you to, like, submit some artworks for the prize? And, like, advice can you give to people that sort of want to follow in the footsteps of you or an emerging artist just like yourself?
You know what? Just do it. What does it cost? Like, half the time it costs $30 or something to enter these things. And you just have to keep doing it. And I don't get into everything I apply to. But you just never know. You're going to hit the right person at the right time or the right group of judges in this case. And they're going to see your work for what it is. And you shouldn't let it knock you back if you don't get in. It should just go, well, why do I think I didn't get in? And maybe it was the wrong audience for my work or whatever. But just put it in. And like the National Emerging Art Prize, there's all sorts of different things in there. It's not like I'm a figurative painter, but there's a lot of people who don't paint figure and they make beautiful work. So I don't know. I would just say don't let anything hold you back. Just enter it.
Yeah, that's some great advice for people that want to, you know, get their art out there. And like, it's good that you like were saying, like, just do it and just get it out there, because I feel like, you know, if you like it, not even if you like it, just put it out there. Someone will
Absolutely.
Like it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's taken me a long time to find my people. So, you know, not everybody wants a picture of a person. And so, you know, I would have thought I wasn't particularly a popular sort of painter, but you know, here I am. So there you go. You just never know what you're going to get. You just have to try.
Yeah, you never know. But I want to thank you so much, Andrea, for coming on the show today and like telling us about your art exhibition. It's been great speaking to you.
Not a problem.